Water quality isn't the only thing that factors into the health of the fish in our lakes. Turns out that the forest that surrounds the lake also factors into things. This comes out of new research done from the Valley Living with Lake Center. Andrew Tannenzap looked at the aquatic food chains in Daisy Lake in Sudbury. He teaches in the Department of Plant Sciences at the University of Cambridge. We've reached him in his office in Cambridge, England this afternoon. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Oh, very good. How are you today?
All right.
What were you looking at in Daisy Lake exactly?
Well, what we were looking at is how the surrounding landscape, the land cover, supports the productivity of the aquatic food web. So research that's been done in the last few years has shown that essentially the sort of microscopic particles produced by forests, so from leaf litter, parts of branches sort of falling down from soils, all that stuff that forests sort of produce as byproducts, and that gets washed into streams that drain these different forests and deposited into water. And that acts as a energy and food source for the organisms that live in water. So what we were trying to test was how future changes to land cover might influence the reliance of the organisms that live in water on those terrestrial
right.
energy sources.
What's the land like around Daisy Lake? Like, are there a lot of trees there?
Yeah, so Daisy Lake is ideal for the research question that we were interested in asking because it has a very strong gradient in forest cover that in part has to do with its history. So I think the Coniston smelters were but sort of 3 kilometers to the northeast of the lake. And so what has happened over time is that those were shut in the 70s, I think. And over time, there's been a natural recovery of the forest around Daisy Lake, but in proportion to the distance of those forests from those historical sources of pollution. So sites that were much closer to the smelters, they've been much slower to recover than the sites that were further away. And so what this gradient of forest cover does is it allows us to ask our research questions about how forest cover influences the support of aquatic organisms. In a way, this is an experiment that's been set up by humans and part by nature, where we've already created these different levels of forest cover.
How is the fish species in Daisy Lake? I've never fished it.
So I think right now in Daisy Lake, and I'm not a fish biologist by any means, there are probably about 6 to 8 different fish species. By far, the most dominant is perch. Now, perch, particularly in the first year of their life, they're really dependent on the near shore environment. And so what happens is as they grow in that first year of their life, they begin to reflect the quality of that nearshore environment in which they're living in. So that's why they were actually quite ideal for our work, which was trying to look at the influence of that of land on that nearshore environment for the growth of these organisms.
So how important are our forests when it comes to fishing and it comes to the health of the lakes?
Essentially, where you have more forest cover, you'll remember that sort of stuff that I talked about being delivered out of forests by streams.
Yep. So
that just gets deposited in the lake and in that nearshore environment. And what we find is that where you have more forest, these small invertebrates, microscopic invertebrates that live in the lake, they're going to have more food. And they're essentially the food of fish. So where they're doing better, then the fish are going to do better. So what we've found is that you can get up to a 4-fold difference in the weight of juvenile perch in sites that have different forest cover.
So what are you hoping to do with this research?
The work has really sort of very important applications, particularly in the Sudbury area around bioremediation. Industry has invested upwards of $1 billion in reducing pollution, and what we've seen gradually over time in many of the Sudbury lakes is that there's been this marked recovery in terms of the water quality, in terms of the chemistry of the lakes. But what we haven't been seeing is a sort of corresponding increase in the biological communities in these lakes. And so my work sort of is part of a much larger project at Laurentian University and the Living with Lakes Center that is looking at how organic matter from land is actually important in allowing the recovery of those biological communities. So what we're trying to answer are real sort of practical questions that industry has, like, you know, if they're interested in restoring these lakes, should they be planting trees in riparian areas along shorelines? And not just should they be planting trees, but what trees should they be planting? You know, is a tree a tree? Is a pine the same value as a birch in terms of the subsidy that it provides to the aquatic environment?
Because a lot of these lakes that I think you're talking about, they're essentially dead lakes just from over the years. Like, there's been so much industry and so much pollution. Fish just don't survive in these lakes anymore. So could the planting of these trees make the lakes better, for a better habitat, like to bring the fish back?
Well, in a lot of these lakes, fish can actually survive now. So historically, they were too acidic or too metal contaminated for fish to live in them. But in the sort of last decade or so, the water quality has recovered to the extent that it can support fish. Mm-hmm. But one of the limitations that these fish are going to face is actually having ample food supplies, essentially. So that is sort of what we are suggesting, is that forest cover is really important in helping to establish that food supply for fish in many of these lakes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time on this afternoon, Andrew.
Thanks, Jason.
That's Andrew Tannenzapp. He teaches in the Department of Plant Sciences at the University of Cambridge. He's researching fish health in Daisy Lake here in Sudbury.